This is an independent project funded by no one else but our listeners. For subtitles, please visit our YouTube channel. Subscribe for free on YouTube to get us closer to monetization. For access to all the locked content, please consider becoming a paid subscriber for less than $3 per month on Spotify or support us on Patreon and Ko-fi. Details are in the descriptions. Thank you. Journey to the West, an audio drama series. Chapter 12, Part 2. Time flew by and soon it was the day of the main event. Again, Xuanzang invited the Tang Emperor to attend the religious service. By this time, talk of the merit had spread throughout the land. Taizong set out with his ministers and family for the temple. And the residents of the city, regardless of age or class, gathered there to attend the lectures as well. At this time, Bodhisattva said to Mu Cha, "Today it is the main ceremony of water and land. Starting with the first set of 7 days, it shall run all the way to the seventh set of 7 days, which I call a very proper length of time. The two of us shall mix into the crowd for 3 purposes. 1. To see how the event goes. 2. To see if the golden cicada has the blessings to wear my treasure. 3. We shall listen to what he preaches." The pair thereby enter the temple. It truly was
fated for old acquaintances to meet again, as wisdom returned to its origin.
Having entered the temple, they saw it was truly a fitting place for this great nation unmatched by any other place in the world. Grander than the Jetvan Garden of Shravasti and not any less than the best temples around. Here, the divine music has begun, and Buddhist chants fill the air. Bodhisattva came all the way to the dais of plentiful treasures, and saw it was indeed the bright and wise features of the golden cicada. The reverend was on the dais to read a bit of Sutra of Long Life and Deliverance of the Dead, and discuss a bit of Divine Treasure Chronicle for National Peace, then preach a bit of Exhortation on Cultivating Merit. Bodhisattva came forward and slapped the treasure dais, shouting loudly, "That monk over there, you spoke only of the teachings of the lesser vehicle. I wonder if you could preach the great vehicle as well." Xuanzang heard the question and was overwhelmed with delight. He jumped off the dais and greeted Bodhisattva with raised hands, saying,
"Old master, please pardon your student for his belated courtesies. All the monks who came before have only ever discussed the teachings of the lesser vehicle. I wonder what the teachings of the great vehicle are like."
Bodhisattva said, "That teachings of the lesser vehicle you preach cannot deliver the dead to the greater beyond. All it can accomplish is making sure one blends in with mortals without causing any conflict. I possess 3 categories of the Buddhist law called the great vehicle. They can deliver the dead into heaven. They can save the suffering from agony. They can achieve immortality. They can create a state of non-existence." Just as they were talking, a patrolling officer of incense rushed to report to the Tang Emperor. The reverend was just dissecting the brilliance of the law when 2 scabby monks dragged him off to talk nonsense. The emperor ordered to have them arrested. And so a load of people came forward to push the 2 monks into the rear hall of service. When the 2 monks saw Taizong, they didn't raise their hands or bow, only lifting their faces to say, "Your Majesty, what is it that you're wanting us for?" The Tang Emperor recognized them and asked, "Weren't you the monks who gave away the Gashai the other day?" Bodhisattva answered, "That would be me." Taizong then said, "Since you have come for the lectures, you could just enjoy a vegetarian meal and call it a day. Why talk nonsense to our reverend? This is a disturbance to the halls and well delayed services." Bodhisattva explained. Your reverend preached the teachings of the lesser vehicle which cannot deliver the dead into heaven. I possess three categories of the Buddhist law called the greater vehicle, which could deliver the dead and suffering, as well as achieve eternal life.
Taizong earnestly asked, looking rather glad,
Where could this Buddhist law of great vehicle be found?
Bodhisattva answered,
In the great West Heaven, a place known as Kingdom of Sindhu, which lies the great thunderclap temple where Buddha Tathagata resides. It will untie the knots of countless injustices and dispel every ordeal by innocence.
Taizong asked,
Do you remember what it says?
Bodhisattva answered,
I surely do.
Taizong was overjoyed and said, Tell the reverend, lead them onto the dais to give a lecture. Bodhisattva, on the other hand, flew onto the high platform with Mu Cha. Then, stepping on auspicious clouds, she reached the sky and revealed her true form as savior from suffering. She held the immaculate vase with the willow twig, with Mu Cha, or Hui An, standing on her left. He had a rod in his hands and looked fearsome and spirited. The Tang Emperor was so thrilled he bowed to the sky in worship as his ministers all prostrated themselves and burned incenses. All the monks, both male and female, along with Taoists, the seculars, scholars, workers, and merchants, every single one of them kowtowed and praised. Splendid Bodhisattva! Splendid Bodhisattva! Look at her. Surrounded by an auspicious mist, she was the goddess from above. Decorated with golden pins and jewelry above her neck, she wore a blue robe with patterns of dragons and phoenixes. A jade ring hung on her chest, while a silk brocade dress with golden linings was worn below the waist. Before her flew a white parrot with a red beak, and in her hand was a treasure vase where a willow twig lied. This truly was Savior from Suffering, known as Guan Shi Yin. Tang Taizong was so overwhelmed with joy that he forgot about his empire. All the ministers were overcome with love, they forgot about courtesy. They all began chanting, Namo Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva, in salute to her. Taizong also quickly ordered a skillful painter to put down the true images of Bodhisattva. Once the edict went out, a man known for his extraordinary talent in creating vivid images of sages by the name of Wu Daozi was selected. And so he wielded his brilliant brush and drew down Bodhisattva's true form. Bodhisattva herself, on the other hand, began moving away on her auspicious clouds, and soon the golden light was completely gone. Then, from mid-air fell a note. Inside the note were chants that clearly stated the following. Greetings to the ruler of Great Tang. Sublime scriptures await in the west. The journey is 108,000 li, and it shall be made in earnest. By bringing the scriptures back to your great nation, death spirits will be delivered from the depths. Should anyone be willing to go, they will be rewarded with a divine body of gold. Taizong read the chants and immediately ordered the monks. Suspend the services for now. We shall send someone to bring back the scriptures of the great vehicle first. Then we can devote our sincere hearts to cultivate for merit once more. All his subjects dutifully obeyed. And so the emperor asked in the temple, Who is willing to receive our imperial edict and head to the West Heaven for the scriptures from Buddha? Before he finished the question, the reverend had moved forward. He paid his respect to the emperor and said, This humble cleric is not very talented, but I am willing to receive the labor. I shall seek the true scriptures for your majesty and pray that our nation stand in eternity. The Tang emperor was greatly delighted, so he leaned forward and pulled the reverend up with his hand, saying, Reverend, shall you commit to your loyalty and virtue, and be unafraid of this long and arduous journey? We would like to become sworn brothers with you.
Xuanzang kowtowed to thank him.
The Tang Emperor was truly just and kind.
He immediately went before the Buddha statue in the temple and bowed four times with Xuanzang before calling him Royal Younger Brother, the Divine Monk. Xuanzang couldn't thank him enough, saying,
Your Majesty, this humble cleric has done nothing of value to deserve such deep blessings from heaven. Once I set out on the journey, I will certainly devote my entire self to the task until I reach the West Heaven. Without reaching the West Heaven and bringing back the true scriptures, I would rather die than return to my homeland. I shall instead fall forever into the depths of hell.
He then lit incense before Buddha and made his vow. The Tang Emperor was deeply pleased. He ordered his carriages to return to the palace. An auspicious day and time shall be selected for the official documents to be issued and journey begin. Everyone returned to their places thereafter. Xuanzang also made his way back to the Infinite Blessing Temple. The monks there, along with some disciples, had already learned of his upcoming journey, so they all came to meet him, asking,
You made a vow to head to the West Heaven, didn't you?
Xuanzang answered,
I did.
A disciple asked,
Master, I have heard from people that the road to the West is very long and much of it is filled with tigers, leopards, and other monsters. I fear that this is a path of no return and you may not survive.
Xuanzang said,
I have already made a solemn vow that if I cannot come back with the scriptures, I shall fall forever into the depths of hell. I suppose it has to do with the deep favor I received from His Majesty that I have to take on this act of loyalty to repay my homeland. Indeed, this journey is filled with uncertainty and there is no telling what outcome there would be. He added, Disciples, after I leave, in a couple of years, or maybe 5 or 7, do pay attention to the mountain gates. If the branches on the pine tree there are pointing eastward, I will be returning. Otherwise, I am nowhere close to coming back.
The disciples all dutifully took his words to heart. The next morning, Taizong was at court, where the ministers gathered. They prepared the formal documents needed to fetch the scriptures and stamp them with the imperial seal to ensure free passage. Just then, the Imperial Office of Astronomy reported, Today's auspicious start of duty is Renzhuan, which means it is a very suitable day to begin a long journey. The Tang Emperor was very pleased. Then, a custodian of the Yellow Gate reported, Royal Younger Brother the Reverend awaits outside the court gate for summoning. The Emperor instantly summoned him inside the treasure hall, saying, Royal Younger Brother, today is a good day for travel. Here is your document for free passage. We have here a violet gold bowl as well for you to collect alms on your way. Two servants who are used to long trips have been chosen to accompany you, and this white horse is given to act as your legs for the journey. You may set out right now.
Xuanzang was overjoyed and immediately thanked the emperor for the favor. He collected all he needed and showed no intention to stay any longer.
And so the Tang Emperor arranged carriages and led his many officials to accompany Xuanzang all the way outside the city gate. Monks and disciples from the Infinite Blessing Temple prepared Xuanzang's winter and summer clothes and waited for him there as well. The Tang Emperor saw this and instructed them to pack up the luggage and prepare the horse first. Later, he asked palace servants to bring a flagon of wine. Taizong held up the cup and asked,
What is your by name, Royal Younger Brother?
Xuanzang answered,
This humble cleric is a man out of the family. I dare not assume a by name.
Taizong said, Bodhisattva said at the time that there are 3 categories of scriptures in the West Heaven. You can use the scriptures as your title. Let it be San Zang, meaning 3 categories.
How does that sound? Xuan Zang thanked him again. After receiving the imperial wine, Xuan Zang said, Your Majesty, wine is the first taboo for monks. This humble cleric has never drunk wine in his life. Taizong explained, This journey you take today is not like any other. This is vegetarian wine. Just have one cup as acceptance of our well wishes for your journey. Vegetarian wine refers to light liquor made from grape or rice which are unlikely to lead to drunkenness. San Zhang dare not refuse the offer. He took the wine and was just about to drink when Taizong looked down, took a pinch of dust with his fingers, and flicked it into the liquor. San Zhang didn't understand what he meant by that. Taizong smiled and said, Dear brother, this trip to West Heaven, when will you be able to return? San Zhang answered, Within just 3 years, I shall be right back to my homeland. Taizong said, It will be some long days and years as you travel to faraway mountains and roads. You may drink the wine, royal younger brother. Treasure rather a pinch of dirt from your motherland, but love not troves of gold from the foreign hand. That was when San Zhang understood the meaning of the pinch of dust. After thanking the emperor again, he drained the cup. Then he bid farewell and went out of the gate. The Tang emperor thereby made his return as well. We do not know what the journey would behold. Please wait until the next chapter. Journey to the West, an audio drama series, is an independent production by the Fifth Monkey. For subtitles, please visit our YouTube channel. Subscribe for free on YouTube to get us closer to monetization. For access to all the locked content, please consider becoming a paid subscriber for less than $3 per month on Spotify or support us on Patreon and Ko-fi. You will have a chance to access the latest release and other exclusive content. Head to www.thefifthmonkey.com for links to all the platforms we're on and support us on social media. Shares, comments, emails, all are welcome. This is Lin. See you in the next episode.